G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 5. I'm John Barker and joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, Guineas Day times two, big cards at Flemington and Randwick. You'd probably say that while the best horse, arguably, though probably not certainly, is in the Randwick Guineas, the Australian Guineas probably the stronger and deeper race.
Yeah, geez, wouldn't it be great if he was down here running in this race? It just really would have all of the good ones together. The Australian Guineas are a cracking race. Geez, you can make a case for just about every runner. Probably only three or four I can't make a case for, but yes, very exciting to see the Kiwi horse here, Extravagant. Although I don't know if he is here yet. I don't know if he's here. He's been trying to get on a plane. I think he's almost touching down as we speak on Thursday Arvo, but if he gets here, it's going to be very exciting to see him run.
Our colleagues at racing.com, I believe, are tracking that plane every inch of the way across the Tas. It's an MH370 type.
Hopefully it doesn't suffer a similar.
No, let's hope not, but certainly keeping a very close eye on that. Carl, is this just an appalling situation which proves that Australian racing is a disaster because it's state-based, the fact that they're running two 1,600-metre three-year-old Group 1 set weights races on the same day, or do you think it's not so much of a problem?
I think it's not ideal. It would have been nice if we had the 1,000 Guineas winner and the Caulfield Guineas winner running in Melbourne. We would have had eight Group 1 winners in a 16 horse field at Flemington. It would have been a cracking race. But I just think, you know, the states should work together. They should sort out their programming differences and work within each other. I personally feel that, that first week in March, that's Flemington's week, and maybe 2 weeks later it can be Randwick. I don't really want to see two Melbourne Guineas run in the spring, as it's been suggested, the Caulfield Guineas and the Australian Guineas run at that time of the year. I just think we need to go back to the old way and sort out our differences.
Yeah, well, certainly up until last year, or up until the previous year, it was there was a 2 week gap, and early Easter this year, I guess, is a factor. Was Easter early last year? I think it was quite early, not as early as this year. But anyway, might be back to normal next year, and then it'll happen again in 4 or 5 years' time, and much talk and little action. Anyway, we'll get to the Australian Guineas very, very soon and the Randwick Guineas a little bit later, because we'll start at Flemington, take you right through the black type on the program. Starts in race 2 of 9, and that is the 3AW693 News Talk Sport Stakes. Over 1,000 metres for two-year-olds, a listed event, Joel, set weights, and surely omen bet of the season so far must be Darren in the 3AW Stakes.
Yes, by Hinchinbrook too. Really well named, that horse, and he's trialled well. I've got him in my four. I've gone for 16 Vitriolic Attack, who is also in an Adelaide, but she's trialled well. She's jumped out well and trialled well at Cranbourne. I think she's got a fair bit of ability. 5 Emphatically, I've thrown in for second. She was good first up, didn't have all favours last time. Derrid in for third, number 2, and 9 Ultra Call is another well-bred and has trialled well. 16, 5, 2, 9, but I'm sure there's a few other hopes.
Yeah, plenty of depth for this one. Don't know if I've got the winner in my top four, but I've gone with Darren on top as well. You've got it in your top four. The third, I've got him on top. Shown ability in the jump outs, and I've been waiting for this horse to step out. He finds a pretty strong race to do so, but I think he'll be somewhere in the finish. From 9, Alter Call, who probably would have been my top selection if it didn't draw Barrier 1. It does seem to be a bit of a curse down the straight, although the way this Flemington track is playing, you just don't know where the fast lane is at the moment. For third, I'm going to put in the stablemate of Darren, which is number 8, Queen Magdalene, who jumped out really well in slip time last Friday. And for fourth, I'm going to put in number 5, Emphatically.
And I am with Joel. 16 Vitriolic Attack to beat 9 Alter Call, 11 Creativity, and 7 Selenia. Race 4 at Flemington on Saturday, 3AW Roy Higgins Quality, listed event over 2,600 metres. Some of these, I guess, on the way to the Adelaide Cup. And speaking of Adelaide, sign off also accepted for Adelaide as well is the top weight here, giving them all 3.5 plus. Likely to run in Adelaide as far as we know, Joel.
I'm not sure either way, but this is looking like a race in three. Certainly the market suggests that, and you'd be surprised if there was an upset. I've got Sign Off on top. If he runs, I think he can carry the weight and win. He's very good at Mini Valley, coming off a break, had to make a wide run and was really good, I thought. Two Real Love in for second, a Sign in for third, and I threw Like a Carousel. Might be a run short, but put him in for fourth.
Yeah, I think Real Love, I thought it was unlucky at Mooney Valley last time. Its run prior was quite good at Flemington, and Sign Off or no Sign Off, although I do suspect Sign Off will be running at Moorefield, but I've got Real Love on top to beat Sign Off. For third, I've got in a Sign, and for fourth, I've just thrown in Villanova, who raced a touch too keenly when it was beaten at Mooney Valley, but going on its nice win earlier in the summer in the Tats Cup, it might just run a cheeky race on the minimum weight.
All right, well, I am with Sign Off one to beat two Real Love, four a Sign, and five Black Jag. I'd be quite happy with Real Love as my top selection if Sign Off runs in Adelaide. Race five at Flemington, Tab Rewards Stakes, 1400 metres, a Group 3 event, Joel.
Red Bomber here took on the cream first up at Group 1 level. I think if he can find his best, this is a tricky race. There's a few hopes. Burning Front, close to favourite, but he's in a pretty winnable race at Wangaratta on Sunday, a Vobis race. So he can run around for 60-odd thousand first prize and just about win, so not sure whether he's going to run, but I'll go Red Bomber on top. Actually puts Zabrins in for second, I think can run well. Burning Front for third and Lee Baz for fourth, but I can never catch him. 3-8-4-1.
Gone with Mighty Like on top. Everyone wants to tell you how good Devan is, but I think thought his run at 1400 at Flemington a fortnight ago was better, if not just as, you know, it was probably no worse, and I thought it was better anyway. And he's $9. I think he's great each way value on the minimum weight. He was a listed winner three starts go over 1400. He really hit the line nicely last time, and yeah, I think each way all day at that price. Ahead of number 6, Dan Zephyr, who'll, you know, go forward from the inside barrier. Still down in the weights. The handicapper hasn't got to Dan Zephyr yet, so it's got a great chance. The third, number 4, Burning Front, who's very consistent. And fourth, number 3, Red Bomber, dropping out of Group 1 company.
I am with Carl for once. Number 7, Mighty Like, to beat 4, Burning Front, 6, Dan Zephyr, and 10, General Groove. Race 6, first leg of the quaddy, or the main quaddy, at Flemington on Saturday, is over 1,000 metres down the straight. Is a listed event, is called the ATA Bob Hoisted Handicap, Joel.
With number 4, Headwater, who won down the straight first up. Thought now that he's got that win under his belt, he might be able to go on with it. These horses have always showed plenty of promise. I'm with him from 1, Lamosti, has the weight, but should be finishing hard. 3, Malaguera in for third, and Kinglake for fourth.
Miss Promiscuity on top for me. Good first up performer, 2 wins from 3 when fresh, and gets in just a kilo above the minimum weight due to Lou Mosty compressing the weight scale. Just a real honest performer. I think at 1,000 metres in this grade, I think she's more than capable of being competitive here. So got her on top from 1, Lou Mosty, who is the class runner and has to be respected. Third, number 4, Headwater, and for fourth, number 3, Malaguera, will be better just over a touch further.
Number 9, Kinglike for me, the new chivalry, to beat 3, Malaguera, 4, Headwater, and 2, Miss Promiscuity. Race 7 is the big one at Flemington on Saturday, second leg of the quaddie. Australian Guineas, 1600 metres, 3-year-olds, set weights, Group 1, $755,000, Joel.
With the favourite Extravagant, just hopefully he shows up and can show Aussie racing goers what he can really do, because he's looked awesome in a couple of his big wins in New Zealand. 8 lengths he put on the older horses last start. He won the Guineas by 8.5, breaking Turn Me Loose's race record, so all that suggests he should measure up. He'll bounce the gates. I've never seen a horse jump so quickly and travel so well as he does. He'll put himself right there, and I think he's the one to beat. Perfect Reflection I threw in for second, blinkers on, should be a fair bit improvement in her second up. 2 Tarzino, Flemington will suit him, and Palantino, number 9, for 4th. But plenty of other hopes that you can throw in your old tools. But I went 5, 14, 2, 9.
Great race. Risco on top for me. The other Kiwi runner won the 1,000 guineas last year. Excellent. Won the 2,000 guineas last year in New Zealand. They both were former stable mates. And So it's intriguing how they're going to lock horns here. I just think Risque, though, the first up winner, Kevin Hayes, was excellent. It got back off a strong tempo and was strong through the line. Everything about that win suggested it would appreciate getting out to the mile, and David Hayes has bypassed Angus Armanasco last Saturday to go straight into the Guineas, and I think that's the right way to go. And this might just be the first of a few big Group 1 wins for this filly. She's blessed with plenty of ability. So I've got her on top from number 10, River Wild, who was taken with the performance in the CS Hayes. It blew the start, got back, and it really rolled strongly before finding traffic problems in the straight. River Wild jumps on terms with them. He might be hard to hold out. Gay Waterhouse, of course, won the race last year with Juan Gina. Third, number 5, Extravagant. You've got to have him in from the good barrier. He'll just put himself in the race and be awfully hard to beat. And fourth, number 8, Tabachi, who knocked off Palantino last time in that controversial protest. But chances aren't in there, as Joel alluded to. You can make a case for pretty much all of them. I'd be looking towards Sovereign Nation, maybe run a cheeky race at odds with a view to the Australian Derby. But my numbers are 15, 10, 5 and 8.
All right, well, I'm with 5 Extravagant to beat 2 Tarzino, 14 Perfect Reflection and 1 Mahuta. But before we just move on, a few fun facts about the Australian Guineas. No winner in the 30-year history of the Australian Guineas has finished further back than 4th at his or her previous start. So we can wipe out Vanbrew, Ready for Victory, Bon Orum. Sorry, Carl, but Sovereign Nation just misses. Although I can always change it to never further back than 5th if he happens to win. And River Wild, no good, and that's it. The rest of them qualify. 8 of the past 10 Australian Guineas winners have jumped from barrier 6 or wider, but only one winner in the 30-year history of the Australian Guineas has jumped from a double-figure barrier. So really, that only leaves us with barriers 6, 7, 8 and 9. River Wild, it's out already. Sailing By, Sovereign Nation, out already. And Mahuta. So...
1 and 16,
and you can also forget about my selection and Joel's Extravagant, because no favourite has won the Australian Guineas since Light Fantastic in 2008. Race 8 at Flemington on Saturday. Francis Tressidy Stakes, 1400 metres, fillies and mares, Group 3, set weights and penalties. And my fun fact here is that 5 of the 10 past 10 Francis Tressidy Stakes winners have been first up from a spell, and the other 5 have come off Quinella finishes at their last start. So I'm just giving you some a little early heads up not to bother tipping the following: Wawale, Jessie Bell, My Sister Lil, Shakespearean Lass, Vital Importance, Whistle Baby, Choose, Moss Beat, Into the Mist. None of those can win. Joel?
All right, well, that's great news for me, because my bet of the day's in this race, and she qualifies. Abide With Me. And she's just a gun fresh too. No, I'm really keen on her, 55 kilos. She won first up, beat the mares last prep, and then she took on the best males around in those Group 1 races. And yeah, I think she's well placed here. $4.80, I think, is a spoil. 2, Jessie Bell will be running on. 12, Into the Mist might improve. And 10, Moss Beats, always thereabouts, but doesn't win. But I'm keen, 6, from 2, 12, 10.
I've got no idea. I'll probably change my mind, but maybe it's the day for Moss Beat. Just around the mark without winning, draws a nice barrier, will be ridden quietly, perhaps might get a nice run through the field and be dangerous late. So I've got Moss Beat on top from 3 Nautical, who was a good winner in Tasmania. I Love It then won a group race thereafter, won the Vamos after getting beaten in the Bow Mistress in that tight photo finish. Third, Abide With Me, for the reasons you outlined, Joel. And for 4th, number 7, Vital Importance. It's just got back last time and never really worked its way into the finish with the tempo against, but a really, really tricky race for mine. No confidence.
I am with Joel. Number 6, Abide With Me, to beat 4, My Sister Lil, my roughie for the day, 3, Nautical, and 1, Wawale. And while we're hot, that's the end of the black type, but while we're hot, the last leg of the quaddy, Antler Luggage Trophy, 1800 metres. My best bet of the day comes up in number 8, Devan, but... really, as soon as I went through this field, I said, didn't I? I said to the boys, I said, here is a chance for Devan to start quite short in a big field and get rolled. What else do you need to put in, Joel? I assume you're going to include Devan.
Yeah, well, outside of him, it's a very, very tough race. I like Berisha. I think he'll improve big time. And I should have had Mighty Like in my tips, because he finished not far from Mighty Like at Caulfield. And he'll improve sharply to 1800 second up. Yeah, he still might be one run away, but he had a pretty good prep last time, yeah, including a win at Flemington. So I think he'll run really well. I've actually got him as my value bet, and I would say Himalaya Dream, now that is in winning form, probably have to include, and Spread Eagle's flying, so there's probably my four that you need to throw in.
Well, I mean, Devane's probably the best four-year-old well-bred horse in the field, but I think the 2 4-year-olds I'd really love to have a share in and follow through their rest of their careers, 15 Spread Eagle and 21 Dodging Bullets. Dodging Bullets also entered for Adelaide, though I think wherever it runs it's going to be awfully hard to beat. It's got plenty of ability, and that last start run behind Spread Eagle that got back, the tempo was against it, really hit the line nicely. So 15 and 21 would be my additions to the quaddie, and I wouldn't be too completely perturbed about leaving Devane out just because it's, well, the Lloyd Williams' own favourite, and they just always get beaten, don't they?
Does have a couple of stablemates in it too.
And the 9 goes all right. The 9 does go all right. It might actually surprise a few people at odds.
All right, well, with great reluctance, my best bet was race 9, number 8, Devane. And embarrassingly enough, my value bet race 8, number 6, a buy with me, marked at $3.20 in the winning post. Surely a little bit. Surely
it's
we can have it.
$5. Yeah, it's $5 on the TAB. So
all right, well, anyway, yeah, that's something. You might get your money back each way. And Joel, your best was a buy with me, was it not? Race 8, number 6, in your value bet?
Berisha in the last.
Cup.
And I'd go best bet Mighty Life, race 5, number 7, and the value bet Risque in the Guineas, number 15 in race 7.
All right, we head up to Randwick and strap yourselves in because the 9 races are all black type. We start with the 2 slipper trials. And race 1 is the Riesling Stakes for 2-year-old fillies, Group 2, 1200 metres level weights. Riesling Stakes, fun fact, the favourite has won the Riesling in 8 of the past 12 years, including the past 4. And honesty prevails, Joel is the favourite?
Yes, she'll be the favourite. I've put her for second. I've gone for Calliope back to Sydney. Missed out in the Diamond Prelude, back to Sydney, I think will go well. From Honesty Prevails, 1's a ladies' night out, and 5, Quick Feet.
Yeah, Kelly, up for me from Honesty Prevails, Moo Queen and Super 2, 2 from 3, 8 and 6 in the first race.
Race 2 is the Colts Division, University of New South Wales, Todman Stakes, 1200 metres, same conditions, Group 2, fun fact. Saddlecloths 1, 2 and 3 account for 16 of the past 20 Todman Stakes winners, and that's not a particularly bold statement to make given that there's only 6 in this, but the 4 and the 5 would have claims here, Joel.
Yeah, they do. It's a really good race. I'm sticking with a Stern. I really like him. I think he's just sort of doing enough at the moment, but he'll do even more if challenged. 1 Capitalist for second, 5 Weatherly for third, and 4 Defcon for fourth.
Well, I suspect if the Golden Slipper winner isn't going to come from the Mick Price stable, it's probably going to come from this race. And I've got Weatherly on top, who I thought was an excellent winner in the Talon Dirt. We all saw how emphatic it was down the grandstand side, pretty much solo. There's only 2 other horses coming with it, and it was just a fantastic win. So I've got it on top from 1 Capitalist, 2 Astern, and 4 Defcon.
Race 3 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, the Girvan War. Randwick City Stakes, listed a race over 2,000 metres, Joel.
Yeah, I like Bohemian Lily. Not overly confident making her my best of the day, but I just found it a difficult program to come up with a best. I think she'll roll forward, get a good run. A few of her dangers will get back and spot her a start. I thought her first up run in the Apollo, a weight for age, was good behind Winks, and she's well placed here at the weights. 9 Libran, certainly the hardest to beat. Just needed a little bit of luck to go his way. He'll be finishing hard. 2 of Ray, interesting runner, having first start in Australia, and 8 Morris hit the line hard first up.
Libran on top for me. The first 2 runs in this campaign have just suggested that it's ready to win. Never got clear running last time, and it was awfully unlucky in the Parramatta Cup. So I've got it on top from 6. Allergic, who was a good winner 2 starts ago and then ran second to the stablemate Arab Dawn in that Parramatta Cup. 3rd number 5 Bohemian Lily, your top tip there, Joel, and 4th number 8 Morris, but I think number 2 Aubrey probably needs a mile and a half to 3200. It might just need the run on the weekend.
Race 4 at Royal Randwick is the City Ford Group Aspiration Quality, 1600 metres for fillies and mares at Group 3 level.
I've gone for 4 Sweet Fire. I think she's had a good prep aimed at this race. She won well 2 runs back with a big weight. They gave her a bit of a break between runs, a trial. She came back in trip against the males last start. She was there, but she just lacked the turn of foot of some of those that finished in front of her. I think back up to a mile, back to Mare's Grade, 55.5, good draw, plenty of ticks for her. Five Heavens Above was very good last start. I'm a bit worried of her. She's pretty smart. Two Adora Beals ready to go well. Blinkers on third up, and one Orserese is flying. 4-5-2-1.
Yeah, I was between the 4 and the 5 as well. I couldn't split them. The only reason I put Heavens Above on top of Sweet Fire is because I thought Heavens Above from the non-fashionable stable would start a longer price, but I was wrong. Heavens Above is $4.80 and Sweet Fire is $8. So even though I've got 5 to beat 4, with the benefit of hindsight, it would definitely be 4 to beat 5, and I'll probably be back in the 4. So they're my top two. From the 6, Allegria, who's been beaten under a length in all 4 runs this campaign. And for 4th, I'm 2, Adora Beale with the blinkers on again. So I've gone 5, 4, 6 and 2.
Race 5, last leg of the early quarty, and first of the Group 1s, Canterbury Stakes, strangely enough at Randwick, over 1,300 metres. Fun facts, mares have won the Canterbury Stakes in 5 of the past 6 years, Gay Waterhouse Trains horses have won the race in 4 of the past 5 years, and the favourite has won the Canterbury Stakes in 12 of the past 18 years. So 2 out of 3 of those, Joel, point to number 6, First Seal.
Yes, it does. I've got it for second, however. I'm with Kermadec. I think he'll be very hard to beat. Blinkers on, interesting. First up, 1,300. Look, he'll improve as he gets over a bit further, but I think 1,300 fresh will be just perfect for him. He'll probably beat First Seal, number 6. 1 Criterion in for third, and 3 Our Boy Malachi for fourth.
Yeah, same numbers, just a slightly different. Well, the First Seal on top, I think she's the one to beat. It was an outstanding first up win in the Millie Fox against her own sex to beat number 2 Kermadec, who represents great value. I didn't have much between them. First Seal's $2.80 and Kermadec $6. I don't think there should be that much of a price discrepancy. Third number 1 Criterion, who's first up from a spell, no doubt will get better over further. This is the first of 3 starts before he's retired to a stud. And for 4th and 3, Our Boy Malachi, who just represents no value. It's the second favourite, $3.20. He got a picnic in the lead in the expressway, and, well, he'd need a picnic in the lead again, I think, to be beating some of these.
Race 6, first leg of the quaddy at Randwick on Saturday. Fireball Stakes for 3-year-olds over 1,100 metres at a listed level, Joel.
10 Egyptian Symbol for me. She didn't have a lot of luck in her Brisbane campaign. She's been given a bit of a let up. She's very honest. Wide gate's a bit of a worry, but her recent trial was good behind Ball of Muscle. 3 Serene Majesty, I think the tab went up 50-1, which is a bit of a shame that we didn't get onto that quickly. Probably $12-$13 was more of her price. I put her in for second. 2 Furnaces for third, and 11 Lady Sniper for fourth. But there's a few other hopes, Kangaroo La Joy and couple of others. It's a really good race.
I've gone with Egyptian Symbol as well. No luck her past 3 starts. Second to Ball of Muscle in that recent trial. Closed nicely. Just think she'll get back from the wide draw and be hitting the line hard. So I got her on top from 4 King Troop. King's Troop, I should say, who is more than capable of this 1,100 metre sprinting trip. I don't think we saw his best at the Gold Coast after that slow start, but form prior, particularly that form behind Chipona's Mate, brings him right into this 3-year-old race. For third, number 2, Furnaces, who was beaten by Chautauqua and Flamberge and the McEwen at his most recent start. And for fourth, number 3, Serene Majesty.
Race 7 is the big one. Girvan War, Randwick Guineas, $1,000,000, 1,600 metres. Group 1, set weights for 3-year-olds. Fun facts, you'll never guess who this one points to. Since the Randwick Guineas was launched, and it's quite an interesting stat, since the Randwick Guineas was launched in 2006, replacing the Canterbury Guineas, which is really a completely different race, the runner carrying number 1 has won 7 of the 10 runnings. So it's going to be 8 out of 11. You would think after press statement makes a mess of them on Saturday. And our other fact is that since the Randwick Guineas was launched, no winner has finished further back than 6th at his or her previous start. So you don't have to send me cards and letters to thank me for wiping out Etymology at $61, Man of Choice at $34, and Balmain Boy at $51. Joel, press statement by how far?
Well, he won't do too much. A couple of lengths, I think. He won't be knocked around too much, but he should be hard to beat. 3 Del Cielo, I think, will improve sharply off of his first up run. 13 Stay With Me, she hasn't really been suited by the pace her last couple, but she can run well. And 7 Montaigne, he was cracking run last start up to the mile, really suits.
Yeah, he deserves to be favourite, but I don't think he's quite over the line press statement. He was an impressive first up, but the wide barrier, he might be stuck a little bit wide, but as we saw in the Caulfield Guineas, he's got the ability to roll forward, and Hugh can just dictate turns from either the lead, outside the lead, or maybe just slot in just off the pace. But he's going to be the one to beat. I think Stay With Me can certainly make a race of it. She's got plenty of quality. She was touted as a possible Cox Plate prospect after a 1,000 Guineas win, but obviously David Hayes learnt with what happened to Miss Finland. And we didn't see a best in the Mile Classic, but you know the tempo just hasn't suited in her two runs this campaign. But she really closed off well last Saturday in the surround. Third number eight, Tulsa, who may have won that CSA if it didn't duck in at the 200 metre mark under pressure. It's got knocked over in the Caulfield Guineas when finishing eighth behind Press Statement last year. And fourth number seven, Montaigne, who's made giant leaps through the grades this campaign. He was a $51 chance 4 starts ago in a 3-year-old maiden at Warwick Farm, but he ran the quickest last 400 in the Hobart field. He was excellent, and they're probably the only four winning hopes, I think, in the race.
Race 8 at Randwick on Saturday, third leg of the Quaddie Highland Race Colours Challenge Stakes Group 2 over 1,000 metres. Our fun fact here is that no horse over the age of, Pimpala Prince 2001, the only Challenge Stakes winner aged over 6 since Brazier in 1947. Now, Carl, you have got the form in front of you. Are any of these 7-year-olds over? I mean, I realise this feels like Lord of the Sky's been getting rolled for the last decade,
No, I didn't think so.
So that fast fact can be recycled next year. Joel, it looks like you two are in agreement here.
Ball of Muscle, number one. Yeah, he didn't win last prep, but he ran some really good races and stepped up to Group 1 level. When placed behind Buffering, he'll be really hard to beat. 3 Shiraz is very, very consistent. 2 Lord of the Sky, I've thrown him into third. And 9 Speak Fondly, the best of the fillies. 1, 3, 2, 9.
Similar numbers. Ball of Muscle on top to beat Lord of the Sky and Shiraz. So 1, 2, 3. And for fourth, number 10, my token 3-year-old filly in that top four is English. So just a slight difference. You've gone Speak Fondly, I've gone English. 1, 2, 3, 10.
And finally, wrapping up a massive card at Royal Randwick on Saturday, race 9, the Group 3 Chi X Australia Winona Girl Handicap, 1,200 metres for the older mares.
With number 3, I Am the Lady. She's been in really good form this prep. I've had a bit of a let up, obviously, since the Gold Coast. Trialled well, really hard to beat. From 7, Artistry, she's going to improve with the run, but she went for a spell in cracking form. 5, Private Secretary for 3rd. And 12 Flashing Speed out of her class a little bit, but she looked pretty good last prep. 3, 7, 5, 12.
Private secretary on top for me. Did enough in the slower inside section, first up in the Razor Sharp, then got back and closed strongly in the Magic Millions race behind I'm the Lady last time. I think it can turn the tables on I'm the Lady, who's my second pick. Private Secretary particularly tends to race well with its runs spaced out, so I'm expecting a big performance there despite the wide barrier. Third, I've put in number 1, Cradle Me, who's been in outstanding form of late, and the recent trial was quite eye-catching as well. And for fourth, number 2, I've got the looks. 5, 3, 1, and 2.
And that leaves us only to give you your best and value bets for the program. Now, Joel, you're going head-to-head with your best bet, unless, Joel, you want to make it a Stern or something else apart from Bohemian Lily.
No, I'll stick with Bohemian Lily. As I said, I'm not 100% confident with my best bet this week, but we'll go with her. I think she'll be hard to beat. And Sweet Fire is my value for race 4.
I was with Libran was my best, I'm pretty sure, and my value was an Egyptian symbol.
It was indeed.
It was Egyptian symbol, said with a lot of conviction.
At Morfordville, there is the Group 3 Lord Ream Stakes, James Bogue's premium Lord Ream Stakes, no less. 2,600 metres, tuning up for Monday week's Adelaide Cup, and how on earth does Signoff get into this race with 57 kilos, Carl?
Yeah, the handicapper, I don't know what he was doing, but... fourth place getter in the Melbourne Cup, and he's getting 2.5 kilos off the South Australian Derby winner. No idea how that happens. Got him on top, he's $1.35. If he runs there, he'll get the job done. From 7, Jim's Journey, who was really good last time in that birthday cup behind Go Dreaming. The 3rd, number 4, Gambling Guru, and the 4th, number 1, Kusha Darcy.
And you've already told us about Dodging Bullets, who is your best. He's not. No, he's not your best. No, the other two. All right, well, We wait to the last for your best, saving the best to last in true DiOrio fashion, and that is race 8, number 3, the import Ayrton.
Yeah, Ayrton, he's got plenty of ability. His win in France was ultra impressive. It was on a heavy track. He got back in the field. It was a big 17 horse field, and he got back from the wide barrier. He weaved his way through, and he smashed them. He then went to Caulfield. He was heavily backed, and he pulled up lame after being ridden back to front on a pretty firm Caulfield track on I think it was AFL Grand Final day. So yeah, he's had a bit of time off since, and he's won a recent trial. He looks back on track. So Ayrton to win there, and my value bet comes up in the Cinderella Stakes, the listed two-year-old event, which is Tokaloo, number 10, race 5, number 10. This horse showed plenty of ability before its debut when it was second to the Seductress, and I really liked its most recent jump out behind Queen Magdalene, who runs at Flemington earlier in the day. So if you see that Hayes two-year-old filly run really well in the second race at Flemington, maybe double your bet on this one here, because it's jumped out, if anything, a little bit better.
Doompin, Joel, once again, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and you've got a very special horse for us in race 2.
Chariot of Gold. He is my best of the day. He's had two runs back. He looks ready to hit form now, third up. His last run was really good and gets a couple of kilos off here, and my value is in the last, Denarius, race 8, number 11. We'll get back off that gate and need a bit of pace on, but he was really good over 1,000 fresh last prep. 1,200 should suit him even better.
Three listed races at Ascot on Saturday, starting in the second, Supremacy Stakes for two-year-olds over 1,100.
Six, Whispering Brook, one on debut, been given a bit of a break, has trialled well. I've got him out of three, Lusaha, who's been trialling nicely, one, Chinstrap, and seven, Bonnie Be Good.
Yes. And race 5 is the Ascot 1000 Guineas for 3-year-old fillies over 1800.
2 Acadia Dream was good first up. I think can turn the tables on a couple that finished in front of her. In fact, I've taken the four of them there. She finished 4th. Dreamtime Dancer beat home Impassioned and Spirit Bird. I think they're the 4 again, but I've gone for Acadia Dream to turn the tables. 2, 4, 3, 5.
And your value bet comes up in the other listed race on the Ascot program. That's race 6, the Lex Piper Stakes, and you're going up against the very smart WA horse who just kept winning and then came over here and ran very well for 3rd in the Victoria Derby.
Yeah, Kiora Kutu, he's going to be pretty short, I would imagine. He'll be hard to beat. Oh, I thought the Cobbler would run well. He's drawn wide gates this prep. His last run was good coming from back. Got him from gate 2, he can settle a bit closer. I've got him ahead of 1, Kioraku 2, 3, Hudat Singer, and 9, Heartstarter.
And your best at Ascot is race 7, number 2, Stable Secret.
Yeah, runner-up both times this prep. Drew wide, went back last start. Barrier 2 on Saturday, should settle closer and win.
Okay, and one of the really big days in Auckland on Saturday is New Zealand Derby Day at Ellerslie.
Yes, $750,000 race. Noel Kellow gives us a bit of Aussie interest. He goes across to ride Tavago, who I've got in my picks, but I've gone on number 10. What's the story to come through a different form line, coming out of a benchmark race? But, it was a win. He was knocked over coming to the turn and just looked at 100-1, but he stormed home to win. He's by Savabeel. He's just coming right at the right time. I've got him out of 12, Humidor, 7, Tavago, and 3, Get That Jive. He's my value. What's the story? My best is He's an Ace, race 6, number 2. Just wasn't suited by on-speed bias last start. Won his first two impressively. I think he can bounce back. And the other meeting down in the South Island at Wingatui, try and bookend the card. My best is Galala, race 1, number 8. Looks ready to win a maiden. And my value is Hot Property, race 11, number 7. A bit disappointing last start, but previous form was good. And well worth another chance, I thought, over a mile.
All right, Black Type doesn't stop there this weekend because there's 4 Black Type races in Canberra, headed by the Group 3 Black Opal Stakes. Carl, one of the others is the listed Canberra Cup, and do you think it's going to be a big day for James McDonald, including winning the Canberra Cup on Arab Dawn?
That's right. I was a big fan of him first up, and it just didn't work out for him after jumping slowly, but second up, he's really cleverly ridden by Christian Ruth. He got nice inside runs through the field, and he just dashed up nicely to take home that Parramatta Cup. Third up, rising to 2,000 metres, is in his favour, and I think he can beat the likes of Centre Pivot and Award Season and even Loophole. You know, they're just they're horses that probably have reached their mark, and he's the sort of horse that's going to continue to progress and perhaps be a Sydney Cup horse with the likes of Liberan. On the undercard, well, not the undercard, I guess the Black Opal's the main race, and that race there, I thought it would be won by, where is it, Winona Costin Super 2, who was quite an impressive winner at the Lightning Ridge, which is the main lead-up race at Canberra a fortnight earlier. It really showed some blistering speed, and from Barrier 3, I think will be in the race for a long, long way. And in that last race, Tremor, James McDonald does ride one for John O'Shea, and it's shown plenty of ability. It's well-bred out of the mare, Cataclysm. And Tremor, 3 starts, hasn't missed a place, and I think it'll win that last race.
Okay, and Joel, on the other feature on Sunday is the Winstex Savings and Lowe's Wangaratta Cup, race 7 at Wangaratta on Sunday, and you're with Lever Action, as indeed your value bet on that program.
Yeah, good on pace, though, when he gets things to suit. Geez, he's not going to know himself with 52.5, 2 off for Brooke Sweeney. If he can get a good run in front, he's going to take a power of catching with that weight, I would have thought.
All right, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Always same value and still only $5. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday and all your other favourite features. Best $20 bet for the weekend. I'll kick us off. Just dive lemming-like off the cliff with race 9, number 8 at Flemington on Saturday. Devan, Joel?
Hit back last week with good standing, so we've got a bit to play with. I think we'll bank it all on Abide With Me, race 8, number 6 at Flemington.
I'll go round with race 3, Liberan, number 9.
I might have gone to Bow Creek last week while we're skiting, but I can't quite remember. Anyway, well, that's it, folks. So we will enjoy your weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.